Hi, and welcome to another audio blog post from stateofsecurity.com. Today's blog post is brought to you by HoneyPoint. Attackers get stung instead of you. HoneyPoint Wasp is a very cool new tool that we've been talking about quite heavily. Deployed on Windows workstations throughout the enterprise, it gives the security team the visibility to know what applications are running where and to easily track when a new piece of code that has never been seen before runs on those given workstations. You can find out more about that at www.microsolved.com/honeypoint. All right, this is Brent Houston. I'm your host here today, and today I'm being joined by the lovely Connie Matthews. And Connie does a couple of things. She is an account executive here at MSI, but she also works pretty heavily with the Central Ohio ISSA. Connie, thank you for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
Well, tell us a little bit about what you do with Central Ohio ISSA.
So I'm actually on the board of directors, and my title is Special Events Coordinator, and I help facilitate the InfoSec Summit and other events throughout the year for the Central Ohio ISSA.
Now, one of the killer things that ISSA does here in Central Ohio is the summit. It is just an amazing event that folks get together. We pull in folks from all over the country as speakers. You guys have a great lineup. Tell me a little bit about how the summit got started.
Well, we just really wanted to bring value and education to Central Ohio and surrounding areas around information security. Wanted to be able to bring a lot of speakers in to give a variety of viewpoints on what's hot in security, what things organizations should be considering for their overall information security posture.
And holy moly, did you bring in some speakers. There were some just amazing folks, from scientists from Dambala. We had Aaron Bedra here. We had Alex Hutton from Verizon came to town. We had Troy Venon from Smobile. There were a bunch of folks really just out there doing their thing. And I have to tell you, the feedback that I got just walking around the crowd was just overwhelmingly positive. What's been the feedback to ISSA?
We actually did an evaluation this year, and overall it was 1 through 5. I would say our average was around 4.5, so the feedback has been really, really positive. Which is great news, because that really gives us the incentive to continue this on a yearly basis and to continue to grow the program bigger and bigger every year.
Now, I know that there was a little teeny, just a little teeny feedback about some signage issues from the Hyatt there. It looked like some folks got a little confused, but you think we'll get that cleaned up for next year?
Absolutely. We've already had a follow-up meeting with the Hyatt, and we're going to assure that there's great signage, and we'll have a little more around volunteers to help support and show people where things are.
So tell us a little bit about what you think the future of the summit holds, because this is a pretty exciting show. You guys are really doing this, and I know I've been to some of the other summits that other ISSA groups are putting together, and it certainly looks like your show's an up-and-coming one. So tell me, what's the future hold?
One of the things that we're really trying to work with, and we're working with a variety of CIO and CISO groups to really start to cater a message to get more of those types of folks to the summit. We realize that as information security professionals, it is an uphill battle to sometimes sell security to C-level management. So we our assumption is, if we can get more of those folks to join us, then that helps really fulfill the need to support why security is important. The other thing we just recently added last year is we did 3 tracks. We get a lot of feedback where it may not be as technical as some folks want, so we really added the advanced technical tracks, and we're really going to continue to grow that as well. I think you're going to see some more lab-type environments where we ask people to bring laptops, and so it'll be a lot more of a hands-down technical resource, and we'll have a highly skilled person that is technical that can kind of lead those conversations and discussions.
Wow, that's pretty cool. I know, like I said, one of my favorite talks this year was Aaron Bedra, and I know I've seen him speak a number of times on some of the password cracking stuff that he's gotten working, and sort of GPU optimization for that work, and it's an amazing thing. So I think more technical content's great, and I think you'll see a lot more folks sort of show up. So if you're out there and you're listening and you haven't been to the Central Ohio ISSA Summit, you live somewhere within, say, a 4 or 5 state radius around Ohio, you might want to consider it. It is a fantastic show, and you can't really beat it. What did you guys charge this year?
Last year, we actually, and this year, we charged $50 if you're a member of ISSA, InfraGuard, or ISACA, or OWASP. The next year, we're probably going to be increasing a little bit, but it's still going to be extremely affordable for the number of continuing education units that you get, as well as the experience to listen to professional information security speakers from all over the world.
I'll tell you, one of my favorite summit memories is I remember a couple of years ago, you had a guy come and speak who is an absolute hero of mine, and that is Whitfield Diffie. And I got to tell you, guys, they got Diffie in to really just sort of talk about his experiences in information security. And if you weren't there, it still makes the hair on the back of my neck stand up when he talked about some of the things that he's seen and the sort of influence he's had in the industry. Now, Connie, how do you guys go about getting that level of talent? That's amazing.
Well, we really leverage our resources with the people we know. It's all really about networking and all of us having different connections throughout the board and then as well as members. So if folks want to see specific speakers, we'll be happy to open that forum. And if you can help us with introductions to folks, we certainly can entertain bringing those people on board. One of the really wonderful things is a lot of these really wonderful speakers have volunteered their time at no charge. Because we are a non-profit organization, we really can't afford to pay tens of thousands of dollars for speakers, but a lot of them feel strongly about ISSA and believe in the mission around ISSA. So it's great that we can get such talent for really zero to very little cost.
That's fantastic. That's just absolutely fantastic. Well, Connie, if there are listeners out there and they want to hear more about the summit, or if they want to connect you with some speakers, or they'd like to take on speaking themselves, how can they get a hold of you?
Certainly, they can give me a call. My phone number is 614-351-1237, extension 206, or email is perfectly fine as well, and that is cmatthews@microsolved.com.
Now that's solved, like S-O-L-V-E-D, like problem solved, right?
Absolutely.
Excellent. All right. Well, thank you so much for joining me today and for talking a little bit about the ISSA thing. I just think you guys are on to a really powerful sort of thing, and the summit is just an amazing event. So really thank you, and I'm really happy as the owner of Microsolved, I'm really happy that we're able to participate and really engage with the community. I think that's really been a core value here at MSI over the last 20 years, and I thank you for really embodying that and carrying that torch.
Great. Thank you very much.
Well, listeners, that's been the audio blog post today for stateofsecurity.com. And you can find us always at www.microsolved, that's S-O-L-V-E-D, like problem solved.com. So check us out there and learn more about our services in Honey Point. And as always, thanks for listening and stay safe out there.